Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Going to play the DBJ call here in 1 second. I did want to read a couple things to you from Jordan McPherson in the Miami Herald. He wrote some important numbers from the Canes' victory over the Gators on Saturday night. Solana mentioned this earlier, Crowder. The number zero. The Hurricanes did not allow the Gators to convert a single third down attempt, with UF going 0-for-13 on third down. According to the Associated Press, it's the first time since 2022 that a Football Bowl subdivision team had at least 13 third down attempts and failed to convert any of them. Miami is now allowing opponents to convert on third down just 24% of the time. That's a great stat.
That is. It was impressive. No, impressive defensive performance. And so Solana, because I'm looking it up right now, because you were like, yeah, you know, only 80 yards rushing and all that. Had they had 60 yards passing, we should have went with the better number of it. Jaden Ball had 4 yards of carry and Jackson had 6 yards of carry. The start of that third quarter or the end of the third quarter, we started running the ball. I know it's a boring football, but that's what they should have done the whole game, because they weren't going to beat them with DJ Lagway throwing it.
But I just think it's misplaced, because part of the reason they were so bad on third down, they tried to run the ball first, maybe second down, and then they were put in positions where Lagway had to make a play on third, not necessarily long, but third and medium, third and seven, third and eight. So I just don't think they were as successful at running the football as you made it seem. Like what I was taking issue with was at the start of the show, you said – They showed the recipe of how to beat the Canes, run down their throat, and I don't think that's true. I think the Hurricanes are as good as anybody up front on the defensive line.
12 for 50, 7 for 40 is what Ball and Jackson did. Like, that's it's way more successful than 12 for 23 for 61.
Oh, I'm not saying, No.
I'm not saying you can just run the ball down the Canes' throat, because they are some big humans. Their linebackers look the part. Their D-line can play ball. I just think that Billy Napier did a terrible job of game planning, trying to have DJ Lagway drop back when Mezzador and Reuben Bain are going to ruin your tackles every single time you drop back. Like, I'd rather get 3-3-3 and have a 4th-and-1 than have sack incompletion. I'm not saying that, yeah, the code has been broken on the defense. I just don't think the game plan was very, very smart from Billy.
Couple of other notes from Jordan McPherson. The number seven, Miami held Florida to one touchdown on Saturday, a 7-yard rush by Jaden Ball with 3:24 left in the third quarter. It's just the fifth time in the past 22 meetings between UM and UF that one team was held to 7 points or fewer.
Also, this is the Gators of garbage report. Okay, I got you.
I'll give you another one. I'll give you one that's not that. 160. Carson Beck on Saturday completed just 17 of 30 passes for 160 yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. It tied for the fewest passing yards Beck has thrown for in a game since he started his collegiate career, excluding last year's SEC championship game, which he left with an injury. The lackluster effort was truly an off night. He wasn't pressured much. He had a clean pocket for 25 of his 31 dropbacks, but several of his throws were off target. There were two drops and two other passes were batted down. He went 0-for-6 on passes longer than 10 yards, and more than half his completions were behind the line of scrimmage.
Like I said earlier, now I'm about to bash the Gators. If it was dry, they could have won by 50. I think a lot of that passing game got held up by the downpour.
But the U.S. defense, I saw a lot of people upset with the Hurricanes and their offensive production at times in the game. Man, UF had only given up 2 passing touchdowns all season. Like, they're a good defense. So I thought the Hurricanes' game plan was excellent. Play to your strengths. Carson Beck forced one. Don't do that again. They can't stop the run and just grind it out. And you saw, they executed that perfectly.
I'll tell you what it was. There was just a letdown from the opening drive to the rest. Yeah, because your entire game was just grind out a dub and we'll get out of here undefeated and look towards the FSU game. But we got spoiled by the open of the game. And then, so there was like that feeling of, oh, what's gone wrong here?
Right.
And, but that first drive was just like, I mean, just electric. I thought they were going to put up 45. I thought they were going to hang a 50 burger on them. And the Gators didn't know if they were coming or going.
Yeah. They could have. And, no pressure because Sapp is our guy. Sapp is, I don't even want to say he's our Reuben Bain because Reuben is a monster, but he's our guy. The Canes O-line handled our monsters, our guys snapping them. They couldn't get to Carson.
Real quick, let's play. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. only fit in one line on Saturday. I was told by Victor that Joe Zagacki was a little tightly wound because it was UMUF, and I appreciate that from Joe. I do. Like, that's one of the things that I like about him. Sometimes he'll say, "Hey, throttle it back tonight." Like, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. So. Hey. Do we have what we gave him? All right, this is from Georgie. This is our guy, Georgie. This is the line from the Hockman and Crowder 3 o'clock hour theme song.
Miami, the Boca, McRib in your Boca, from football to b-ball, the hockey, the baseball, the soccer.
So he had done the second half of that the week prior, but what he missed the week prior was Miami, the Boca, McRib in your Boca. And Solana wanted him to make that up so that at the end of the year, when we do a montage, he could have the entire line. So here is DBJ from Saturday night.
Back under center. Everybody is tight. Third down and goal from the 1 yard line. Snap, turn, give, ground, leap.
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! It's a Marty party in the end zone. It's a Hurricanes party in the end zone. One moment of magic for Marty Brown, and Miami leads it 19-7.
Miami to Boca, McRib in Yo Boca. Take that, you Gators.
All right. I'll give him. It was like the game. And for whatever reason, you wanted a little bit more, even though it was fine.
Yes.
We'll give him we'll give him props for that.
You and John Michaels sent me a text of talking trash. DBJ's talking trash online.
Yeah. Everybody was ready to get at you, man. Listen. Yeah. Listen, when we get an opportunity to pounce, we're gonna pounce.
I was on 595 by the time that game was over. There's no way I was about getting that parking lot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.